When am I going to have time for sleep? Hi, James from England. New Orleans, it's a city in the United States. It's known for Mardi Gras in February. The town never sleeps. People are doing stuff all the time. And today's lesson is on, believe it or not New Orleans, but sleep. A lot of you guys, it's something we do. If you think about it, you're awake, and one third of your life is spent sleeping. And in your own language, you have many words for sleep, and we do too. And some of these words, I don't think you've ever been taught. If so, I'm going to try and help you remember them and go through a couple phrasal verbs and good and bad words. So let's go to the board, shall we? Sweet dreams are made of these. Sweet dreams, what does that mean? It means depending. If I say to you sweet dreams, I want you to dream, have a good night's sleep and dream. Or sweet dreams, I'm having a good one. And in this case, look at Mr. E. He's fast asleep, so he can't hear me. But you'll notice he's sleeping. He's got some Z's up here. Any sweet dreams? Cake, ice cream, and Ingvid. Okay. If you think about our site, you'll have good dreams. So let's start on the good side, shall we? Because that's where we should have a good night's sleep, right? That's easy enough. Good night's sleep. You sleep all the way through the night and you feel fantastic. If you have a little sleep, let's just say you've had a really busy day and you're a little bit tired. When I was a little boy, we used to call it a nap. So for 20 minutes or maybe 30, 40 minutes, you'd go upstairs quietly, go into a little ball and go to sleep for 20 minutes and you take a nap. Well, now it's the 21st century and everything's more aggressive. So you don't have a nap, you have a power nap. 20 minutes, total relaxation, total focus. So today it's gone from nap to a power nap. And when you tell people you're having a power nap, you're going to sleep like a kitten and coming out like Batman. Okay, that's what they say now. So I'm power napping. It's a way of making it sound more important than I'm tired. I need to sleep. Okay. Number two, dream. A dream is basically pleasant thoughts while you're sleeping. That's what it is. You're traveling, having fun with your friends, kissing your favorite person. That's me. And that's a dream. You're having pleasant thoughts as you're sleeping. Okay. What about bedroom eyes? If you like those movie stars and that, you look in their eyes. Yes. And you go, oh my gosh, they're so sexy. It's so lovely. I love his eyes. Bedroom eyes are sexy eyes. People have bedroom eyes. Now, here's another one for you. Catch some Z's. See up here? Mr. E is going Z, 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 Z. Catching Z's is get some sleep. You'll often hear people say, man, I got to catch some Z's before my airplane. I need to get some sleep. Why we pick Z? I don't know. Maybe it's the last letter at the alphabet, and by the time you get there, you're tired. And finally, let's talk about pillow talk. What is pillow talk? Pillow talk. No, you don't go, your pillow, you are so sexy. I look at your bedroom eyes, you're beautiful. No. When we talk about pillow talk, it's actually when you're in bed with your partner or lover and you talk about things, intimate things, like how you like their hair and their eyes or what a good day you've had. And it's really kind of romantic and it's quiet and it's nice. And then it ends in cuddling, which is another word for hugging in the bed. And it's not necessarily sex. It's the nice thing after, right? Sexual talk and cuddling. Ladies, holding and touching after the big event. Yeah. Tell your husband or your significant other person, I like a little pillow talk when we're done, and we'll have it more often. Guys, listen carefully when you hear that one, okay? Because your bedroom eyes won't always get you there. That's the good. And I'm sure you're all smiling going, I like these. I get to nap, a little sleep. I get to have pleasant thoughts. I have used my eyes to make myself look much more attractive. I get to relax by getting some good sleep in there. And finally, if I talk and cuddle, everything's good, right? Yeah, well, all good things come to an end. Every coin has another side. This is the bad thing about sleep, okay? This sucks. Sleep less. It doesn't mean you sleep less like 4 or 5 hours. It means no sleep. And usually we say sleepless night, which meant all night long you were awake. You tried to sleep, but you couldn't, or you're unable to sleep. What's worse than sleepless has got to be wide awake. That's this one. Do, 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 do. Now, I'm going to try and close my eyes, but it's just not happening. I'm wide awake. It means no matter what you do, you can't get to sleep, right? Sleepless, you lose some sleep. Wide awake, Don't sleep. That's it. You're just up looking at the ceiling, maybe read a book, maybe walk, but you just can't go to sleep. If you do too much of these two, you're going to get what we call insomnia. A lot of people say, oh, I've got insomnia. They don't know what they're talking about, really, because it's actually a medical condition that says you have difficulty sleeping. That means you may be wide awake or have sleepless nights, but on a very regular basis. This isn't good for anybody. It's not good for your mind or your body or your weight, actually. Read up on that. So insomnia is something you probably have to go to a doctor to get treated. So if someone tells you they have insomnia, tell them to go see a doctor. I know somebody who loves this one, to toss and turn. When you toss something, it's like throwing. And turning is like this. So imagine in bed, they're like, and you're like, chill out, baby, I can't sleep. And they're tossing and turning. Usually they're worried. Something has happened and it's on their mind. And it's like they're doing it. They're acting in their sleep. And that's why they toss and turn. They're also the people who steal the covers, you know? And you're like, I'm naked here. I'm cold. Stop being so worried. I'm freezing. All right. So to toss and turn is having a bad night's sleep. Notice when you toss and turn, you might actually be asleep. So you can't say sleepless or wide awake. You might say that sleepless night and I tossed and turned, which meant there was a little bit of sleep, but you kept moving too much to stay asleep. But you wouldn't be wide awake and tossing and turning. Okay? Nightmare. Do you remember a dream was pleasant thoughts or nice things you thought about? A nightmare is everything you don't want to remember. Yeah, the girl who said no to you at that dance. Yeah, your boss giving you extra work. Mm-hmm. Being married to me. Or getting killed or chased by an elephant. All those bad things, those are nightmares. Mm-hmm. That's right. You don't need nightmares, but they happen when you have a bad night's sleep, right? Sometimes you'll have a nightmare and toss and turn. If you're paying attention, I'm showing you how you can use these words together because some of them don't go together, right? And finally, my favorite one, snore. This is to make noise so other people can't sleep. And some people snore so badly, they can't sleep. If this has ever happened to you, you need to see a doctor because you've got some really bad snoring problems. It's that awful noise people make when they're sleeping that wake you up and you, please, wake up, I can't sleep. All right? So we've looked at the good and the bad, and I'm going to say the ugly. I've got a question mark for these ones. You might say, why are these in green? Well, because they have with sleep. Because like the good, you actually go to sleep. You are unconscious. I'm not going to say asleep because unconscious and asleep aren't exactly the same thing. If I punch you really hard, you'll be unconscious. I don't think you'd say, I went to sleep. Okay? That being said, it's a bad type of sleep. And how do we get there? Well, let's take a look. Okay, I'm going to start with doze off. I know it's in the middle, but there's a reason. Dozing off is when you have one of those friends who likes to talk, and you're like, yeah. I remember that was a good time. Yeah, you probably did it in school or during a bad movie or boring movie. It's you get tired and you kind of slowly lose consciousness, but you're not aware of it, and you wake up and whoa, I just fell asleep. So you fall asleep. You didn't mean to fall asleep, like you were listening to the person or watching the movie, but then you went, boom, unconscious. So you dozed off. I love saying that, like, oh yeah, when you were talking, I dozed off the last 10 minutes. What'd you say? That usually ends the conversation right there. Okay? The next one is this, to pass out. Pass out. Yeah, for you people who love to drink, yeah, you know, you drink a lot. And you're talking and then boom, you wake up the next day in your underwear outside on the front of somebody's lawn. Yeah. Or you're on the train and you go, I don't know how I got here. You passed out. It means you got an injury, either hit or drank too much, and you fell asleep and you didn't know. Notice with dozing off, you fall asleep and you wake up. You fall asleep and you wake up. When you pass out, boom, that's it. You're out and you wake up later on. Sometimes even when you doze off, you do fall asleep, wake up, and then you go to sleep, right? But you can wake up from this. This one is from an accident or an injury or drinking too much and you pass out. A lot of people pass out after too much alcohol. Blackout, this one. Blackout, blackout, blackout. This one might be fun. This one might be boring. This one's a little dangerous. When you black out, what happens is you fall asleep. You don't fall asleep. You're unconscious. You're just boom, gone. Blacking out occurs from injury. And what's worse is you don't have memory of something. If you take drugs or someone gives you drugs or you're hurt or injured, you will wake up and you'll say, I don't remember what happened. Blacking out is serious, okay? So if someone tells you something like, I have problems, like I've got insomnia and I occasionally black out during the day, seriously tell them to go see a doctor, okay? I like to joke in that, but then some of these things, like, you don't joke about. Even if they blacked out, you want to know why, because they will have memory loss. If they pass out, they go, oh yeah, dude, I remember drinking the beer and then walking and yeah, I fell asleep and I just passed out. They're okay. When they're like, I was drinking and I don't know what happened for the last 5 hours, oh, not so good. Cool? All right, so we have done our sleep. Mr. Reese saying sweet dreams. Time for us to go take a look at, maybe a little bit of a quiz and two words that are very confused by most people. Okay, ready? Let's go. All right, but before we go, I wanted to just go over one thing. Notice we have the word blackout twice. If you've got really good eyes, you'll understand why it's there. If you don't, let me explain. Blackout as one word is a noun. He had a blackout. That's why he's on the floor. Noun. It's a thing. It's a phrasal verb or sort of an action, if you know what phrasal verbs are, when it's blackout, two separate words. If you drink too much, you will black out, separated words. Okay? That's the difference between the two. So if you ever see them, one is the noun and one is the action that's occurring. Okay? Good? Let's go to the board because now I have some quick notes for you. In this case, the quick note is about the difference between sleep and asleep. They seem almost identical because the word is almost the same, but they are different and you have to use them differently, especially in a grammatical sense. So let's go to the board and take a look. Sleep. It can be used as a noun. I need some sleep, like I need some money. It can be used as a verb. He's sleeping right now. Or it can be used as an adjective. Sleeping beauty, right? Or beauty sleep. So we're using it to describe something. Okay, I should say the other one's like beauty sleep, but sleeping beauty, an adjective. Or we say it when we're going to bed, right? I'm going to be sleeping at 9 o'clock. So we use it for going to bed or as a noun, verb, or adjective. Asleep is a little different. We can use it as an adverb, fall asleep, an action, right? I'm going to fall asleep. Or as an adjective, you are asleep, to describe your state. You are asleep now. He is asleep. It's different than this because here you can be going to bed. Here you are unconscious. That means you're not awake. Not exactly the same. That's a little different, okay? So when you're asleep, we're saying literally, you're not conscious, you're not awake. When you're going to bed, you are in the act. You're actually maybe, I'm going to be sleeping at 4 o'clock, an action that's going on, all right? Fast asleep. This is interesting because we say someone is fast asleep or sound asleep. The mistake a lot of people make is fast asleep means you go to bed quickly. That's wrong, actually. If you ask anyone when they say he's fast asleep, you might see them shaking somebody going, hey, 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 he's fast asleep. It comes from the German word, which is fasten, and it means to stick. We in English say fasten something, which means add something to something to make it stay strongly. And in German, it means to sleep, to be sound asleep, fast asleep, to be completely asleep. Hence, or not hence, but that's why when you're pushing someone, say, hey, get up, and they say, he's fast asleep, it means completely asleep or completely unconscious. Yes, he's sleeping, but we say completely unconscious, nothing's going on. Cool? All right. Quick notes for a reason, because we're going to do our test. And in doing the test, if you don't know that last one, so something in here, you won't be able to answer this. So think carefully. Right? So let's do the first one for sleep. Mystery, something, something in front of the boring teacher. Let me put a period here. Mystery what? What did he do in front of the boring teacher? Now think of all the words you used. There's two words here. Do you think he passed out? No, because they ask questions. I think he might have, remember boring? Dozed off. He dozed off in front of the boring teacher. All right. What about the next one? I was so worried about the test. So I something something all night long. I was worried about the test, so I something something all night long. You shook me all night long. Yeah, you. I wonder why I would shake you. Because you're probably like, and that would be tossed and turned, tossing and turning all night long. You're not going to get a good night's sleep, are you? All right, that's good. How about this one? The baby was blank, blank, and we couldn't wake him up. The baby was what? The baby, and you couldn't wake the baby up. Get up! Psh, psh, psh. Up! Psh. No? The baby would have to be completely asleep, I think. What would that be? That's very difficult. I don't know what the answer could possibly be to you. Did you say fast asleep? I know, because you're a very smart student. Some of you were sneaky and said sound asleep, which would be true too. Yeah. Remember we said completely unconscious? So the baby was sound asleep. A good thing if you're a parent, right? Okay. So we got two more to go. So let's go and see what we have now. I need a quick rest or a short rest and I'll be good. I'm taking a 20-minute something. If you're from the 90s, there's a 20-minute workout. Yeah. Headbands. I might even have a headband. Yeah? Okay. 20-minute workout. The 1990s. You know the answer yet? No? Okay. Okay. It's not a workout. It is... What? A power nap. That's right. It's a power nap or a nap. I prefer a nap, but 21st century, it's a power nap. And finally, I'm sorry, your something keeps me up at night. What would keep me up at night? Most likely not your Johnson. Something keeps me up at night. Did you say snoring? You did a good job. And I'm going to, let's see, let's just put this out here. We had your snoring, right? We had, what was the other one? The 20 minutes. I'm not fond of this one, but power nap, right? Okay, power nap. The baby was what? Fast asleep. Okay. So I tossed and turned, past tense, because we were worried, right? This is last night. And Mr. E, what did he do? He dozed off in front of the teacher. You didn't need me to write those because you're smart and I'm sure you figured out yourself. But look, you can get the rest of the quiz to see how well you would have done. My God, I almost said good. How well you would have done. You're going to go to the website. And where's that? www.ing-as-in-english-vid-as-in-video.com. Complete the quiz and see how well you do. Anyway, I need to catch some Z's. It was a long night last night. Tell you about it sometime. Oh, see, I'm tired. This way.